Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Good day, listeners. I trust you enjoyed that conversation with JJ, which I found very impressive. And it was so interesting to see that as we paralleled, I mean, as 936 tanked, it was starting to phase out. And I saw as a opening the possibility of export as one of the things that Puerto Rico had to do. And it was so great to see that someone that I worked with, happened to be Kiko Custodio, and I met JJ shortly thereafter, went that route, continued that route with tremendous success. I was so actually surprised that at the extent of the offices they have throughout the Latin America and the U.S. So it's a great thing. The other thing that kind of was in the bad parallel thing was the 936, to see a company take what was a lemon and make a lemonade out of it. There they saw that their principal business, which was manufacturing entities and commercial projects, that they were going to be reducing and losing their potential market very, very gradually, but it was going to happen. So they moved into a completely different, relatively different line, and so successfully. So that's great to see. It's a great learning experience for all of us. And kind of brings today this idea of 936. And, of course, we've talked about in the past the substitution of 933A as a possibility to create incentives for outside investors to come to Puerto Rico. And in the news, and from what I've been hearing from my friends in the industry, this is going very slowly, unfortunately. I think the main problem is that it's being looked at in the U.S. The monies that are out there by the controlled foreign corporations throughout the world is being looked at really globally, and the idea, I think, from the U.S. point of view, is to bring that money some way or other, incentivize that money to come back, and not carve out Puerto Rico separately. So what I see as a potential here is for Puerto Rico to still benefit with what could be, it sounds like, you know, 5 or 6 or percent benefit. Let's say that there's a tollgate tax for everybody to turn to bringing their monies back to the States, the companies bringing their monies back to the States, and that by setting up what 933A intends to do, by setting up as a domestic U.S. company that operates in Puerto Rico, and most of its operations take place in Puerto Rico, they get the 100% ability to bring the money back 100% free instead of paying that 5%. That would give us a leg up, because what I always found in 936, as I gave the seminars promoting it, is the benefit of having one unique thing that we could sell and gets your foot in the door, and then lets us demonstrate how our management and our people and our infrastructure is a competitive advantage and is a good place to work. And then, of course, with the U.S. Systems that we have, to an extent, the laws, the Constitution, the bilingualism, etc., sell Puerto Rico as a comfortable place. It's been usually one of the things we try to do is that it's a place as a first step towards internationalizing. Hopefully something like that will work out. The other thing going, you know, taking off from what we were discussing with JJ, this idea of having the corporations get involved, and especially in education, as I brought out a couple of times last week, was the I had as a guest my brother, who went from architect to education, and the importance of our getting involved. I think everybody's in agreement that the public school situation, in terms of critical needs in Puerto Rico, is to have that public school system improve and improve relatively quickly. And we have to do many things, but at least as business people, as professionals, as are most of our listeners of the Radioso community, we've got to get involved. And like CSA has done. We've got to get involved large and small with our civic organizations and with our corporations and as individuals. I mentioned in the program, the dialogue with JJ, my participation with the United Nations Association. In fact, right after the show, I have to go and give a talk to the students that are from the public school that are going to be attending a workshop, and it's going to be, you know, my talk's going to be on negotiation and the skills. Trying to get at least the United Nations, the Model UN. The main goal is to get these kids, out of their environment into dealing with other children that they don't know and they haven't dealt with, and then in a respectful way, with research and studies and internationalizing their concepts, they then start negotiating and speaking and persuading and working in teams. That at least, I see as some of the critical things that we have to get to our students. And, the Model UN does it. And, you know, as we say, mi granito de arena in terms of getting to the public schools and getting and having them improve and helping the students as CSA has done. The other thing I wanted to sort of bring up in terms of development of the program, by next week, I will have been 6 months in my new career as a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflicts, and then I've relatively critical moment of some like 12 programs that we've had, and I'm going to do next week something different. I'm going to open up the program to calls and more ad lib, and I'm going to discuss that my experience in developing a new career, what has happened and where I am in that process, and a discussion of the radio program, what we're trying to achieve, and I'd love to hear from all of you. But I've been mentioning some have called and I have written and all, but my website is there available for you to review, in terms of the career, and in terms of my emailing me, it's JRG for Jorge R. Gonzalez, of course, JRG repeated, and then the initials of the consulting business, which is CPRC for Consultor en la Prevención y Resolución de Conflictos, or in English, Conflict Prevention and Resolution Consultant, .com. So you can email me, and then my phone is 787-587-9957. So, next week it'll be an open session in terms of hearing from you and a dialogue with you directly with the listeners. And finally, in closing, I had mentioned a couple of times responsiveness and had a great experience with one that I had mentioned before, Bazooka. I don't work with them. I mean, in other words, I don't know them at all, but they just they finished the job in an excellent way. So I like positive and leave on a positive note of a Puerto Rico company that responded excellently in terms of getting the job done on time and cleanly and with reasonable prices, etc. So we have to applaud when things are done well, and that's the goal. Okay, well, have a good day and have a good week, and I hope your conflicts are resolved, and hopefully also you can prevent them.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez, who extends an invitation for 8:05 again next Saturday.